Hi there, this is Susan McCord from the Augusta Chronicle. Today we're going to be speaking with three knowledgeable people about the impact of young voters on Georgia's midterm elections Tuesday. First, we're going to hear from Eli Wilkerson. He is a very busy campaign worker. He's worked on a number of Democratic campaigns and he is 24 years old. Next, we will hear from Gayla Kesey. She is the Voter Services Chair for the League of Women Voters of the CSRA, and she's done several voter registration drives with younger voters around the area. And last, we will hear from Chris Brown. He is a professor of political science and international studies at Georgia Southern University. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Hi, my name is Eli Wilkerson. I operate as a field organizer for various organizations. I have been canvassing, I've been speaking to young people in colleges, I have been phone banking, text banking. If there's a way of contacting voters, I've been doing it for about 7 months now. So this is to speak about speaking to young voters and just my experiences with it. In my experiences, it's been a lot easier to get people my age, ages in the age bracket of 18 to, let's say, 30, to the polls based on issues instead of, you know, fear of Trump. If you ever go on my Facebook, you'll never see me post things like Trump said this thing in the news today, Trump said that thing. It is always this cut will happen to this bill. This cut will happen here. We are now funding this. To me, that is going to be the tip of the spear towards getting people in that age bracket to actually go out to the polls. If 2016 taught us anything, fear of one person winning is not enough to get young people en masse to the polls. You have to show them how their votes are going to either work for or against them. For instance, I had a great conversation with the Lambda Alliance at AU because they weren't aware of various provisions to the funding bill to the military that was not, it was no longer, they were no longer funding trans people to get transition surgeries. And that was a huge sticking point for them. And I personally drove two members of it to the polls. So we're able to get more young people out if we focus on the issues, if you, in my expert opinion.
When we are talking about young voter turnout, one of the things we have to look at and define is who are young voters. Young voters traditionally have been the 18 to 29 year old group. And many people and organizations have focused on the college students and getting the college vote out. But what we fail to understand is that many of those young people are also in high school. So the League of Women Voters this year, during National Voter Registration Day and the weeks following that, we targeted not only the colleges, we were on the Somerville campus twice. We also were on each of the campuses for Augusta Technical College. We also targeted high school students, and our partners also targeted high school students, getting them registered to vote and also getting them informed where were their polling places and passing out information about where they could find information about the candidates, because that's one of the things we have seen is you make it easy for voters to find out information and they are informed voters, and then when they go to the polls they do not feel that this is an onerous task. So we've been working to get the young voter turnout, to raise it. And across the nation, it looks like that we're going to see a higher turnout. This is one of those predictions. We always have a higher turnout for young voters than expected. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. But a recent Harvard poll says, looks at the 18 to 29 year olds, and we've got a 40% saying that they are going to definitely go to the polls, whereas in 2014 only 26% said that they were definitely coming to the polls. That's definitely an increase. And whether young voters can make a difference in the election, we'll have to see. They are interested in gun control, women's reproductive rights, climate change, things that are going to impact them and their world directly. So if we are talking to young voters, we are talking issues. And that's what we have to do in order to get them to the polls. So the League of Women Voters has been doing coffee and conversations and talking about issues such as immigration and women's rights so that we can get them to the polls. And that's what we're looking to see. We have already seen a higher turnout. Let's see what happens at the polls on Tuesday.
What's interesting about millennials in general is that they tend to vote on issues, not on party loyalty. So millennials are more in line with sort of voting for things that they, issues that they support, or to vote against issues that they don't support. And this has a tendency to frustrate the traditional party structure and older voters who follow generally at some point, they fall into sort of the party structure. So, many of the millennials then tend to support issues that are also in line with the Democratic Party's ideology, if not in practice, at least in the ideology. So one of the considerations is that when we talk about people who participate or don't participate, millennials often come up as that, you know, they should be voting, or they don't know enough to be able to vote. And so it's sort of unfair, I think, to criticize younger folks because they don't want to participate in a political world that was created by the grandparents, right? This isn't the world that was necessarily made for them. And there haven't really been many easy paths to getting them to register and to participate in politics. So, you know, the biggest challenge for the millennials in coming out to vote is really just turnout, a question of getting them interested enough to feel that their vote is going to matter. So that while when they do come out, they support issues, not necessarily party loyalty, the big question is turnout. And so the issues, the increasing polarization of politics has a tendency to sort of move in two directions. One, people become alienated or frustrated or disappointed with the amount of rhetoric and the polarization and decide to defect from the system or opt out and not vote. However, there is a what we're seeing more recently is an increasingly engaged group of millennials because of the polarization, because of politics as usual, particularly from the Democratic Party. You're starting to see more energy from these progressive movements.